It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
It's the Holiday Hut.
Coming to you from Dakota Avenue, coming to you live. 39 degrees right now and partly cloudy. Tuesday, I mean, we're talking Action Realty and talking real estate with Steve Dietrich. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Got to back up. You had a great Christmas party last week.
We did.
Had so much fun at that. And man, talk about good food. You got good cooks down there.
Well, it's pretty much all homemade, I think.
Yeah,
so it's a fun day. It really is.
I'm looking forward to next year already.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Keep me informed, will you?
We will.
Write that in my date book. Hey, let's talk about real estate 2026. When you look at the coming year, optimistic, cautious, what would you say would be a good word to sum up 2026 when you look at it?
Both those two words, cautiously optimistic.
Anything but pessimistic, and I'm with you there.
Yep. I think it has a chance of being at least an average to a good year, you know, coming up. Obviously, rates are always going to be in effect, and, you know, right now I've seen a little tick down in rates, which is a good thing. Yeah. And the Feds went down last week. I haven't seen an effect from that yet. But I guess I check on rates all the time because it's near and dear to my heart.
Yeah, absolutely. You're that numbers kind of guy. So, and looking at thing, and we've talked about this before, have this had any bearing on the housing market, you know, as far as like building new homes and materials? Has this had any effect on it?
Well, you know, it has an effect on the buyer, you know, and indirectly affects the builder, but the costs have just gone up. You know, the materials to build has certainly have gone up, and, you know, special assessments, and we've had those conversations before, you know, they've gotten higher than we've ever seen before, and so it takes a fair amount of money to build a house nowadays, and the only way to combat those numbers that on the pricing is going to be in the interest rates, and so we need to get those down some more again, I think, if you're going to see, I think, new construction do better.
Well, and here's a new buzzword, too, and I'll bring this up, talking about housing. Affordability. How's the affordability looking for housing here in the new year?
Yeah, that's a
buzzword. That's a catchword, yeah.
That's for sure. You know, the Feds are all over that one. And you know, I think it hits all of us on a daily basis. You know, when you go to the grocery store and you compare prices and, you know, I make a ton of Chex party mix over Christmas.
Yes,
and,
you know, do.
A box of cereal, if it's not on sale, is up to $6 a box. And you've never, you know, you don't see them get that high lately. And,
wow.
And so things, you know, definitely have gone up. And, you know, housing is not going to be any different. It's mm-hmm. definitely going to go up. And I don't think it's going to go up because the demand is driving it up so much as it's just going to be the cost of doing business is going up, and that's what's going to cause it to go up.
On the pie graph, as far as the Feds go, is that a big piece of the pie, the housing?
Well, you know, the Feds are a piece of the pie, you know, because what the banks can borrow money at, then to ship it back out to the public, you know, in the form of loans and stuff, helps drive down that number to a lower interest rate. And so, yeah, it's a direct relation there.
And then unemployment too. I mean, you look at employment statistics and who can afford to buy a house. I mean, who's working so they can get the loan. And mm-hmm. and there's a lot that goes into this. I mean, when you're thinking of buying and selling.
There really is, you know, and I would say that the banks, you know, have gotten a little tighter, especially on credit reports. You know, if you have a nick in there, boy, it doesn't take much for them to kind of question whether they want to make the loan or not.
Right.
Until you clear that up. And so, you know, that's a piece of the puzzle that we don't talk much about, but you know, credit reports are really important in the housing market. And so, you know, you do your best, you know, to keep those payments up as best you can. And otherwise, that could hurt you too.
That was my question from 3 weeks ago to you. And I remember you didn't even hesitate. I said, Steve, what's the number one thing when people are looking to get a home loan? You said credit report. Without even hesitating, that was the first thing out of your mouth.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, that's just the first thing that a banker almost pulls up on you when you go in to pre-approve yourself. And and again, that's something we always tell people to do is go see your banker if you're even thinking about housing and go through your financial with them and make sure that you are ready to go when you want to go.
Absolutely. Well, Steve, listen, Merry Christmas. You and Barb and the family. Thank you for all the Chex Mix that you've plied me with this year, and great holiday party. And looking forward to talking with you and Sherry in the new year.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
And tell you what, folks, buying, selling, go with the people that know and have the experience. That would be Action Realty. Give them a call or stop in at their location right here on Dakota Avenue. It's 912. The Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
We were small town meant to be. My mama loved her, her daddy loved me. We burned up the road between her house and mine. We kissed in her driveway, and by the time I hit the highway,